We're on the top of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Tanur Rabbanan. Maisha b'Kohen Gadol of Yomtov Hoya Osho Lo'avav. The next day, the Kohen Gadol made a Yomtov for all his friends. Tanur Rabbanan. Maisha b'Kohen Gadol Echad. Shiyosni Beis HaMikdash. Shavu Azli Kuli Alma Basrei. Kohen Gadol left the Beis HaMikdash and everybody was following him. Kivin Dechaz Yunu L'Shamay Vavtalion. Shavkuli Didei V'Azlu Basrei Shmai Vavtalion. When they saw Shmaya Vavtalion, they gave cover to the Gedolim more than they gave to the Kohen Gadol, which is the halacha, that a Talmud Chacham, even a Talmud Chacham Mamzer is greater than a Kohen Gadol Amharitz. So they followed Shmaya Vavtalion. Shavkuli Deva Ozli Basu Shmaya Vavtalion. The Sof Osu Shmaya Vavtalion, the Tur Minei, the Kohen Gadol. Shmaya Vavtalion came to say goodbye to the Kohen Gadol. Amr Lohan, Yesun B'dei Amamin L'Sholim. So he said in a disrespectful way to them, let the B'nai Amamin, right, they were Gerim. So he referred in a not nice way to them that they're B'nai Amamin. Amrulay, so they said to him, Yesun B'nai Amamin L'Sholom, the Avdin Uvda, the Aaron, let the B'nai Amamin, let us go L'Sholom. We act like Aaron, below Yesi Bar Aaron L'Sholom, the Lovin Uvda, the Aaron. But the Kohen Gadol himself, who's the son of Aaron, doesn't act like Aaron HaKohen. Rashi, L'sof osu shmai v'avtalin yifturim minei, litl rishus minenu v'lifrosh etzad beisot. They went to pay respect to the Kohen Gadol and ask him permission to be able to go home. So he said to them in a not nice way, Yesun b'nei ammin l'sholim, loshin g'nayhu. V'vishibom b'nei bonav shol sanchorev, kidamrim m'sechaz gitin. They were the children of Gerim. The Avdi Uvda the Aaron wrote say Shalom. We're people who are not the children of Aaron. We're B'nai Amamin, but we act like Aaron. We wrote say Shalom. The Lo Avdi Uvda the Aaron, Shehonisanu Onas Dvorim. You heard us with your words, reminding us that we come from Gerim. V'omar Ma'ar, Lo Sonu Ish Samiso, V'onas Dvorim Akos Medaber. Lo Sonu, there's two Onas, one money and one Dvorim. One of the examples of Onas Dvorim is if somebody is a descendant from Gerim or Ger, you don't remind him of that in a not nice way. The Chidor says, we learn from here, that somebody who is Mavaza Tamut Chochem Barabim is not allowed to be Mochel. And therefore Shmaya Vavtalion had to respond to the Kohen Gadol the way they did. They couldn't let it go by. Since it was a Zilzul Barabim, it's a Chilul Hashem, and Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be mochel. Okay. Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Meshamish Mishmon LeKelim VaHedyut BiArba. Kohen Gadol wears 8 Begadim and a Kohen Hedyut 4. Bixones, what are the 4 of the Kohen Hedyut? Bixones, Michnasayim, Mitznefes VaAvneit. Mosif Alav Kohen Gadol Choshen VaEifod UMeil VaTzitz. VaElu Nisholim BeUrim VaTumim. Only if he's wearing his 8 Begadim can you be sure of the Urim VaTumim. V'ein nisholna l'melech u'l'beizdin, the Gros says, you only ask a melech and al yedei beizdin, u'l'misha tzibur tzorech lo. And somebody that the tzibur needs, it has to be a question of the tzibur, not a question of a yochid. That's how the Urim v'tumim is asked. Rashi. Yeah. Pisonis u'michnasayim ahedit koi. V'eilu nisholim koin anishol b'urim v'tumim tzorech lilbot shmon v'begodim. The person who, the Kohen Gadol, when they ask, the Urim V'Tumim has to be wearing all 8 Begadim. What exactly the Urim V'Tumim is, we'll see, let's go on. In any case, the it's mashma from here that the Mitznefes and the Mikbas of the Kohen Hedyut and Kohen Gadol were the same thing. Because it doesn't say that the Kohen Gadol wore a different hat than the Kohen Hedyut. It just says that he had 4 extra Begadim besides the regular Begadim the Kohen Hedyut had. Mashmit in this, yeah, otherwise the ones that the Kohen Hedyut wore, he wore the same thing. And that's the way many Rishonim learned, that even though the Mitznefes and Mikbas are two different words, are the same exact thing. Same hat that the Kohen Hedyut wore, even though it's called a Mikbas, is the same hat that the Kohen Gadol wore, even though it's called a Mitznefes. Others say that a Mitznefes was a lower hat, smaller hat, and a Mikbas was more of a high pointed hat. The Kohen Hedyut wore a high pointed hat, and the Kohen Gadol wore like a more of a beret. because he had to be able to put his tefillin between the tzitz and his hat, so it had to be shaped differently. And others say, Ibn Ezra, that they were made differently. The mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol was wrapped around like a turban, and the mikbas was a one-piece hat that went up. Okay, but in any case, from the Mishnah is mashma more that they're the same exact kli, same exact beged. Tana Rabbanan. Dvorim shenemar bohen sheish, chut and kofel shisha. Anything where it says in the Torah to make it out of sheish, so there each chut was made of six chutim. Mazor, where it said sheish mazor, then each chut was made of eight chutim. Me'il shnei mazor, the me'il was made of 12 chutim. Parochas esrim v'arba, the parochas was 24 chutim. And Choshen ve'efod esrim v'shmona, what's it called? And the Choshen and Efod were 28 chutim. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Chutin kofel shisha minolan. So now we're going back. How do you know that wherever it says sheish, you had to have six strands when you made that beged? The Omar Kro, v'yasu esakson esheish, v'yes hamitznef esheish, v'yes pari hamigbo esheish, v'yes michnasi habad sheish mazor. Okay, so it says by each of these begadim that they were made out of sheish. Sheish over here doesn't mean six. Sheish means, we'll see, it means pishton. It means bad. But Lamaisa, since it said it six times, we learned that wherever a beged was made out of pishton, right, needed six strands for that beged. Six strands went into making the beged. Rashi, b'ksonis, b'dvorim sh'nebra m'sheish, kulma forish l'kamon, chut and kofel shish, shisha kol min v'min shebo. Each different type of material was composed of six strands of that material. Marzor below sheish. The ein zos elarimon yiriyah. Okay. Whatever was marzor without sheish, that was by the rimonim. Shmona kol chut shall kol min shabo kofel shmona. Right? Where it said marzor, so every different material was eight strings. The alpi cheshben ze mi'il shekulo min echad chuto kofel yudeis. According to that cheshben, the mi'il was made totally of tchelis. So it's one min. Okay? And it was 12. How come? Because we'll see later that it was kofel. It was double. So it was 6, double is 12. Parochas kofel kavdalit shekulo minim shebok fulim yachad. The parochas was made of four different minim. And therefore, what's it called? Each one was six, so it was altogether 24 strands. The kulam of forest will come on. The Gemara is explained each one piece by piece. Chamisha kroiksi, vigabe hadoni. Says one after the other, right? Sheish, all, what's it called? Michnasei sheish, and so on. The havisogi lubachad, the nichte vesov. Should it say in the end, make all these things out of sheish? Why do you have to mention sheish by each one? Hochi Garcino, Vayasu, Saxonis, Sheish, Vias Hamitznefes, Sheish, Vias Pari Hamigbo, Sheish, Vias Michnasi Habad, Sheish, Mazor. Could it just said, make Vayasu, Saxonis, Vias Hamitznefes, Vias Pari Hamigbo, Vias Michnasi Habad, Sheish? Could have mentioned Sheish at the end, and it goes on all of them. Why do you have to mention each one separately? Ubad, who Sheish, Hari Hamisha, and Bad is also Sheish. Right? Meaning that's another word for linen. The avnate had a mention, because the avnate is not only what's it called the pishton, it was also kilayim, it had also wool in it. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Chad legufe, chamisha kroy ksive, five times it says the word chesh. So we learn five different things from that. Chad legufe, one to tell me that it's made out of pishtah. Dikishna, nahavu, that they should be made out of linen. The chad shechut and kofel shisha. And one pasuk sheish is to tell me that each strand of pishtah, each type of material is six strands. The chad shu shizurim. And next one is to tell me that they had to be twisted. that the strands had to be twisted around each other, not each one straight, separate. The chav l'shar begadim shalom nebram shesh. Tomorrow we'll see which ones begadim there are. And one for other begadim where it doesn't say shesh specifically, that also had to be made out of kishna, had to be made out of bad, and have these halachas too. The chav l'akev. And one to be ma'akev, that it had to be made of this material and with these amount of strings and shazur and what's it called, twisted. Where it says, my master, the high sheish kisna, who, how do you know that sheish means linen? Right? Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, the Omar Kro, bad. Right? Because also calls it bad. Dover ha'olam in akarka, bad, bad. Something comes up, separate strands. Where it says, the ima imra, maybe no, maybe it means wool. Wool also grows separate strands. Where it says, imra if tzule miftzula. Right, wool doesn't grow with a complete strand. It frizzles at the ends. So it looks like more than one strand when it grows. But linen grows as a complete strand. Versus kisna nami if tzule mafzu. That's not true. What's it called? Linen also frizzles up. Right? Versus kisna avla kuse mafzu. It only happens if it's not healthy. If it's not, what's it called, strong. Right, it gets frizzled, but it doesn't grow like that. Masha'en cane wool grows like that lechatchila. Rashi, shiyush zurim, yachad kulan shisha. You have to twist them around to make one thread out of the six, not leave them six separate strands. The shar begodim shel nebram sheish ya'af hein chutan kofel shisha lekam meforish ma'ininu. Tomorrow to explain what are these other begadim where it doesn't say sheish that also have to be made out of linen. Dover ha'olam in akarka bad bad ha'pishtun va'kanvus ein lohem badim va'anothim ke'etzim ela alin. Right, pishtun linen doesn't grow on a tree where it has what's it called different branches. It grows in sheaths of linen. And same thing with canvas. The ena pishtin bo elemin akono en tzoi. Tosus brings down a machlokus. We've shown him whether canvas, what we call canvas, is also linen or not. Nafkamina of gabi kilay. If canvas is also considered linen, legabe shatnes. Lemaisa lalocha, canvas is not linen. And there is a shita though, Rabbeinu Ephraim, that what we call canvas is pishta. So the Marek could have asked them for maybe canvas. Maybe bad is not linen, it's canvas. Vaistos, canvas and linen are the same thing. Tosus argues on that and says, not true. Okay. They not pished and boil them in a conain soy. Mefatzel, yeshbo, name, a mischalek, a sushtaim. Right? So Marek says, well, maybe it's wool. Wool also grows, not on a tree, on branches. It grows each thing separately. But it doesn't, it frizzles up. The altitoma sha'at b'sar zoken atachto motzikein. People's beards also frizzle up. So that's how wool grows. Marsha's kisna nami mifzul kishikotchin also nechlek hamit pitzulim. When you beat the linen, it also frizzles up. It also separates. Marsha's avalakuse shimakishin alav. That's only because you hit it. But if it would remain natural, it doesn't separate. Okay. Ravina Omar Mehacher. So we're still going back on the original question. How do we know that sheish means linen? Pare pishton, you are rosho, michnase pishton, you are masneim. It says in Yechezko, the Therish, that the clothing of the Kohanim were pishton. Right? The hats and the pants were pishton. And the Torah says sheish. So obviously sheish and pishton are the same thing. Omar Lirvashi, hom nikmi dos Yechezko man omra. That's very nice after Yechezkel came. But until Yechezkel came, how do we know? According to you, the way we know it is from Yechezkel, how did they know it before Yechezkel? Where it says, well, Tamei, Chodom, Rav Chizda, Dover, Zem, Mitoris, Moshe, Rabbeinu, Lo, Lamadnu. Midivre, Yechezkel, and Buzi, Lamadnu. According to you, that which Rav Chizda said, that this halacha, which we're going to say in a second, we didn't learn specifically, openly from Toras Moshe. It was halacha, Lamoshe, Mi, Sinai. And we only learned it from Yechezkel.
where is the halacha called ben nechar or real leva or el boser lo yovel el mikdashi l'sharseni, that a person, whether he's an oral leva or an oral boser, in other words, a person who's also an apikoros, aside from a person who's an oral physically, can't be misharis in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah never speaks about oral lave. So until Yecheskel came along, where this halacha was, and Navi can't be Machadish new halachas, Ela Gemara Gemirala, was halacha Lamosh Mishinai. But also Yecheskel, Vas Machakra, Yecheskel came and wrote it down, but he didn't make up the halacha. The halacha was there from before. Just now we have a place that's written where we can see that halacha. Chachanami Gemara Gemirala, Vas Yecheskel, Vas Machakra. Same thing. We knew that Sheish was Pishtan, so halacha Lamosh Mishinai. But now we have a raya, Betherish, when Yecheskel came, he wrote it down, that, what's it called, that the begotten were made out of Pishta. Rashi. Pari Pishta, of a Torah ksives pari hamigbo sheish. The Torah calls the same thing that Yecheskel calls Pishta sheish. Ben nechor, shenisnakru maishav la'ovi shabashamayim, shehu orolev. An apikoros. Or a person who's not an apikoros, he doesn't have a bris mila because his brother has died because of mila. So that person's not allowed to come into the mikdash, whether he's an oral lev or an oral bosser. Man omra, may ayin lom du dover zesh, shanidu beperik sheni dislochim, sha koin oral avodos apsula. Where do we learn this, that a koin oral or an oral lev is posel avoda, before Yecheskel came along? Elamai, it was Allah Lomosh Mishinai. And Yecheskel just wrote it down. Okay. Moshzor. So the Gemara says, when it says Moshzor, it means eight strands of each material. Minolan, how do you know that's eight? Well, we know that the other one is six, because since it says Sheish, and one extra time it says Sheish, is to tell me that Kofel Shisha. But how do I know when it says Moshzor is eight? Says on the bottom of the Me'il, you put Rimone Tcheles, the Argoman, the Tola Ashoni, Moshzor. Okay, there were three minim, three, what's it called, different kinds of wool, different dyed wools, Tcheles, Argoman, and Tola Ashoni, all of them were wool, just different dyes, and they were Moshzor. Yolit Moshzor, Moshzor mi Paroches. And we learn Moshzor from the Paroches. Malahal and Esrim Yarba. By the Paroches, there were four minim, and each one was six. So that's altogether 24. So to over here, there were three minim, altogether 24, which means eight each. So we see that Moshzor means eight strands of each material. Malahal and Esrim Yarba, Afkan Esrim Yarba. If it's total 24 and there's only 3 minim in the rimonim, then it's 8. So you see that moshzor means 8 of each min. So where it says, v'nelev nichoshen ve'eshot, ve'efot. No, learn it from the choshen ve'efot. It says moshzor there also. Ma'alahal and esrim v'shmona, afkan esrim v'shmona. By the choshen ve'efot, we'll see there were 28 total strands. Because aside from the 24 of the four minim, there's also gold. There was one strand of gold with each of the minim. So it's altogether 28. So maybe over here also is 28. Right? And then divide it by 3. So we'll see that it won't work out. Right? Because you can't have fractions and you can't have differences of amounts. But the Gemara says, well, maybe it should be a total of 28. The Gemara says, first of all, donim dover shalom nemer bozob, mi dover shalom nemer bozob. No, the Rimonim didn't have Zohar, and the Parochas didn't have Zohar. But the Choshen and Eifot had Zohar in it. So we learn the things that the material was not Zohar, which is the Rimonim, from the, what's it called, from the Parochas, not from the Choshen and Eifot, which had Zohar. Where it says, no, Adarab, Donim begged me begged, Lafuke Parochas, the Oelu. Better learn a beged from a beged. Edochanami. It's different because it has Zohar, the Choshen and the Eifel, but they were begotten. Mashekin, the Parochas, wasn't a beged. So it's better to learn the Rimonim, which are part of a beged, from the Choshen and Eifel, that should be total 28 divided by 3, and not what's it called from the parochas, which is 24 divided by 3. Ela donim me avnet. We learn it from the avnet, not from the parochas. And the avnet also had four minim, six of each thing is 24, and the mela by the rimonim, which it says moshzor, is three minim, total 24 is eight each. And there, v'donim beged, v'dover shalom nemer, bo zob, mi beged, v'dover shalom nemer, zob. That is both milas. It's a beged, and it doesn't say zob. Same thing, we learn the, what's it called, the rimonim, which are a beged, and don't say zob. Mashenkin learning it from the choshen and eifod, where it does say zob. V'ein donim dover shein bo zob, mi dover sheish bo zob. So that's how we learn that mashzor is eight. Rab Mori Omar, let's see, Rashi till here. Malahal Nesim V'Yarbo Ashari Dalad Minim Yeshba. The what's it called? The parochas had four different minim. The Chol Min V'Min Kofel Sheish. We already learned that each min is six by the parochas, right? So therefore, what's it called? Altogether was 24. Afkan Chavdal. Same thing over here is 24. But here is only three minim. So three minim, 24 is eight. The Kan Gimel Minim Yesh to Havule Kol Chad V'Chad Timni. We don't learn it from the parochas, because if you learn from the parochas, better to learn it from the choshen and eifot. And the choshen and eifot was 28, an extra 4 because of 4 strands of gold. And then we'd have to have over here 28 divided by 3, so it's more than 8 each one. Elame avnet, the yesh bol nomi arba minim. The avnet also had 4 different minim. The chol echad kofel shisha, each one had 6 strands. Shows run yachad avli chavdayim. Kavdalet, altogether was 24. And therefore we learn over here is also 24. Here it's only 3 minim, it's 8 strands in each thing. Rav Mori says, no, there's another way of learning it. That was 8. Ta'asenu ksiv. Ta'asenu l'zeh v'lo l'acher. Right? It says ta'asenu by the choshen. Right? Zoh v'chesu ta'asenu. This is the way you make this one, but not something else similar to it. So therefore, the choshen was made different than anything else. We don't learn other things from the choshen. Rav Ashi Omar Vasisa Ksiv. Shukola Sio Shavos. Right? It says Vasisa, that each min has to have the same amount. So you can't learn it from the choshen that there should be 28 strands divided by 3, because then each min can't have the same amount. The Hechi Navid. If you learn from the Choshen, you're going to have a total of 28 divided by 3. So what are you going to do? Navid Talta, Dasora, Asora, Havilu Talton. If you make 3 minimum of 10, you're going to have 30, not 28. Navid Trade the Tisha, Vechad, Dasora. If you make 2 of 9 and 1 of 10, which is Taka 28, but they're not equal then. And it says Vasisa, Markrovi, Asisa. Shiyu Kol Asiyosav Shavos. Right? All the different kinds, the Trelis, Argoman, and Tola Sheni, should be of equal numbers. That can't be unless it's something divisible by 3. But if it's 28, it can't be an even number. Hilchach lo efshe b'kaf ches, tehechi lavet. It can't be 28 because you won't be able to divide 28 equally by 3.